Good afternoon, everybody, and happy Monday. This is Scott Morozek in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Sure Hospital. Are you sure? And by Ashley Home Store and Bad Axe. Shop living room, dining room, bedroom, home decor, and so much more at Ashley today. And by Pigeon Hardware, serving all your hardware needs. Families braved the snow and cold temperatures Saturday evening to enjoy the annual Tidings and Tinsel Lighted Christmas Parade in downtown Bad Axe. The event, put together by the Bad Axe Chamber of Commerce, was held Saturday and featured a variety of family-oriented holiday activities, including a Christmas in the Village experience, a free movie at the Bad Axe Theater. Hagel Real Estate and Team One Credit Union hosted free face painting, free popcorn, snacks, and hot chocolate, and what would a cold night be without food trucks readily available to good, hot, fresh food. The parade began after a tree lighting ceremony making its way from Bad Axe Middle School down M53 and offered festive floats, treats, and award presentations for the most creative displays. The holiday spirit remained strong as the community gathered to celebrate the season, and the snow simply added to the atmosphere, and the warming stations definitely helped keep hearts and hands warm. Now, preparations begin for next year's Tinsel and Tidings event, which is expected to be bigger and better. And the number of fatal highway crashes continues to grow in Tuscola County with the death of a Vassar area woman last week. A fatal accident happened in Vassar Township about 8:30 a.m. Wednesday at the intersection of Walton and Sheridan Roads. According to the preliminary incident report from the Tuscola County Sheriff's Department, the woman was traveling westbound on Walton Road when she failed to obey a stop sign. Her vehicle traveled through the intersection and hit a truck. The woman succumbed to the injuries she sustained in the crash. The Sheriff's Department did not release the name of the woman, and the investigation into the incident is ongoing. Earlier this year, there was a crash with multiple fatalities in Ellington Township and in Fairgrove Township, as well as several crashes with single fatalities in a variety of locations in Tuscola County.
Dr. Liz Milligan is one of our latest providers to join the Sure Health team and has now seen patients in Bad Axe. So Dr. Milligan, why is family medicine so important to achieve better health?
To me, family medicine is their patient's first person that they go to with anything, and they have that relationship with them, they trust them. Family medicine physicians are in that unique role where they can care for the whole family and support the family, and it really just allows them to take care of patients in a different way when you know their brother and their sister and their parents and their kids and their grandkids, and you get the whole picture. And that's really what I view myself as a physician, is taking care of the whole picture, the whole patient. So I think family medicine just uniquely allows me to do that.
Make your appointment today with Dr. Liz Milligan at Sure Primary Care Bad Axe. You can learn more about Dr. Liz Milligan by going to sure.org. Sure Health. Better health. Better life. Are you sure?
During a Zoom preliminary examination hearing, Lapeer County Circuit Judge Laura Barnard approved the request of William Connor III's lawyer to have a forensic evaluation of competency and criminal responsibility examination done. On November 5th, Channer, 30, allegedly fatally shot Logan Welch while he was at work at Trims Unlimited in Elmont. Channer is charged with first-degree premeditated murder, being a habitual offender, carrying a concealed weapon without a permit, possession of a firearm by a prohibited person, using a firearm to commit a felony, and fleeing and eluding law enforcement. If found guilty of first-degree murder, the punishment is life in prison without parole. At the time of the Zoom hearing, Channer was in the hospital recovering from gunshot wounds sustained in a shootout with deputies in Metamora, following a high-speed chase after the incident at Trims Unlimited. Channer is guarded 24 hours a day by deputies as he recovers in McLaren-Lapeer Regional Hospital. When he is able to leave the hospital, he will be taken to the mental health facility in Ypsilanti for the competency examination. Deals promoted as some of the best of the holiday season are expected to keep people across the United States glued to their computers and smartphones today, Cyber Monday. It's no secret that buying things online is a staple of many people's everyday routines, and year after year, those purchases mount during the gift-giving holiday rush. Experts expect consumers to drive record Cyber Monday spending this year, even amid wider economic uncertainty. The firm predicts that buy now, pay later loans will reach a new $1 billion milestone. The vast majority involving purchases made on mobile devices.
Black Friday deals are here at Ashley & Bad Axe. Save hundreds of dollars on over 12 hot buys throughout the store during the Black Friday sale going on now at Ashley & Bad Axe. There's hot buys on recliners, sofas, sectionals, power recliners, and more. Hurry in to Ashley & Bad Axe because these deals won't last forever. Plus, during the Ashley Black Friday sale, you can save up to 30% off store-wide. Hot buy recliners are starting at just $249 and up. Sectionals for $999. Matching sofa and love seat sets are starting from $750. And while you're in the store, check out our Black Friday one-and-done markdown. Choose from over 50 pieces for $149 or less. Plus, add the finishing details with up to 50% off accessories and clearance accessory blowout. Want to buy now and pay later? Ashley & Bad Axe has you covered. 1 year and 5 year no interest financing is available. See Ashley & Bad Axe for details. And if you want to give the gift of style and comfort, Ashley & Bad Axe has Christmas gift certificates available too. Hurry in, because now's the time to save big during the Black Friday sale at Ashley & Bad Axe. Ashley & Bad Axe is locally owned and operated. Ashley's your one-stop place for all your furniture needs. Hi, this is Brandon from Ashley & Bad Axe. Shop our selection of dining sets, bedroom furniture, lift chairs, and more.
Shopping at the north end of Bad Axe is not complete without a visit to the following: Ashley Home Store and McKenzie Jewelers.
This is Nate from Pigeon Hardware. The cooler weather is here, and we have everything you need for the season, like fall fertilizer, shovels, rakes, and more.
And I'm Kim from Pigeon Hardware. We are fully stocked with a tremendous selection of bird feeders and bird seed for all your little winged friends.
We also offer screen repair, UPS shipping, chainsaw sharpening, plus we carry plumbing, electrical, and hardware supplies. And we also have a full selection of Do It Best paints to freshen up your walls this fall.
Whatever the season, be sure to visit us at Pigeon Hardware for all your yard, garden, and home products located in downtown Pigeon.
If you're heading to Pigeon, make sure you visit Pigeon Hardware and Hard Joe's Ben Franklin, all in downtown Pigeon.
And we're back. Elsewhere, Indiana lawmakers in the State House of Representatives are gathering today with the possibility of advancing redistricting legislation, increasing pressure on their Senate colleagues to get on board with redrawing the state's congressional map. After pressure from the White House and a spree of threats made against state senators, the state Senate reversed course and said lawmakers will gather early for the 2026 session to address redistricting after initially rebuking the Republican governor's special session order. The redistricting issue has sharply divided state Republicans, as some want to redraw the state's congressional districts at the behest of Donald Trump. And President Donald Trump says he'll release the results of his MRI test that he received in October. During an exchange with reporters as he traveled back to Washington from Florida yesterday, he said, quote, "If you want to have it released, I'll release it." He said the results of the MRI were, quote, "perfect." The White House has so far declined to detail why he had an MRI during his physical last month or on what part of his body. Trump added yesterday that he has, quote, "no idea" on what part of his body he got the MRI. And that's your Thumb Broadcasting News update for this hour, and it was brought to you by Shearer Hospital, Are You Sure? And by Ashley Home Store and Bad Axe. Shop living room, dining room, bedroom, home decor, and so much more at Ashley today. And by Pigeon Hardware, serving all your hardware needs. And remember, you can get news stories like these and even more news, information, and obituaries 24/7 online at thumbnet.net. I do have two obituaries to mention at this time. R. Thomas Butch, age 89, of Elkton, passed away on Sunday, November 30th. He was born September 4th, 1936, in Parrisville, Michigan. Tom is survived by his loving wife of 67 years, Joanne, his sons Randall, Kevin, and Stephen, and daughter Suzanne. Tom is also survived by his 11 grandchildren and 11 great-grandchildren. A mass of Christian burial will be held on Wednesday, December 3rd at 11 a.m. at St. Mary Assistochova in Dwight Township in Kindy. Visitation will be held on Tuesday, December 2nd from 3 till 7 p.m. A rosary service will be offered from 6:30 p.m. Tuesday evening at the funeral home. Condolences may be shared at kaufmanfuneralhome.com. Carolyn K. Morrison passed away Saturday, November 29th at the age of 83, born on January 31st, 1942 in Rhodes, Iowa. She is survived by her children Scott, Lynn, Kathy, and Elizabeth, her grandchildren and her great-grandchildren. A funeral service to honor Carolyn's life will be held at 4 p.m. on Saturday, December 6th at Salem Church in Pigeon. The family will be present to receive visitors on Friday, December 5th from 1 to 7 at the Ransford Funeral Home in Pigeon and again at church on Saturday from 3 p.m. until time of service. A dinner will be hosted by the church directly after the service. In lieu of flowers, the family requests that donations be made in Carolyn's memory to Shure Hospital in honor of her passion for helping others through quality health care. The family was assisted with these arrangements by the Ransford Funeral Home in Pigeon. Friends may share memories, thoughts, and prayers online at ransfordfuneralhome.com.